Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF 812 here in the studios of KGGF here in downtown Coffeyville. And we have with us, as she is every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson in from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
It's a beautiful day out there right now. 65 degrees. Can't ask for much better than that. Hopefully the weather they're talking about later on doesn't actually happen because it's a great day out there today. And you got to give me a packet, a whole bunch of stuff going on. But before we get to talking about all that, how was the, I know it was a kind of a different way to do the Love Independence celebration this past weekend, but how did that go?
It went so well. So I encourage everyone to go on Facebook and look at the Chamber's Facebook page that we opened up. It's a new one called Love Independence. You can also go to the Chamber's Facebook page, Get Independence, and you'll see many of the same things. But we tried to capture all the good that we saw happening in the community over the weekend. Lots and lots of random acts of kindness done social distancing style, and just a lot of good. You know, it was a beautiful day. People were out and they were capturing it on social media. So it was a great way to, you know, just to share the love and to make people, you know, somewhat change the focus. It's so overwhelming to listen to the news. You know, we just heard the news here on the radio, and you flip on the TV, you flip on the radio, and there's unfortunately a lot of unfortunate information and negative information, and it just becomes overwhelming sometimes. And so I think Love Independence came at a perfect time, though, as you mentioned at the beginning, we weren't able to do it the way we wanted to because of some guidelines. But it was nice for people to get out, be with their families, extend some kindness, and just switch to a more positive mindset.
And you did say that you're going to try to do Love Independence probably a little later in the year again.
We are.
Basically a more version that everybody's familiar with.
Right. So the bigger projects will take place in the summer. Love Independence was started as just complete random acts of kindness, and that continues on. But there have been great groups such as Community Mission for Improved Housing that have gotten on board and done special housing projects on that day. I think they had like 10 houses that they were going to be redoing on that particular day. So they still have the houses. They still have everything they need to be able to do the projects. We just need volunteers, and we couldn't work close to each other, you
right.
know, this past weekend. So we're going to wait until things change up a little bit, which we think, you know, is coming. And we'll schedule something for, you know, into the summer. We'll let you know.
Absolutely. So still good stuff coming up for Love Independence later in the summer. But again, a great weekend overall. Lots of love being shown. So let's get it started here. And we want to start out with the Community Access Center, as they will be distributing supplemental food boxes beginning on, well, yesterday.
That's right. So the first part of the presentation this morning and the information I wanted to share is just things that would benefit the community members, people that are listening on the radio, maybe people that are having some struggles, some anxieties over food insecurity. And so many times when you go to the food pantry, or you're getting commodities, that's a better example. You know, you have to income qualify for that. And sometimes there are people that really need it, and they're just right on that edge of not qualifying. And we want to make everybody aware that you can go to the food pantry at any time. You do not need to qualify to go to the food pantry at 307 and a half West Pecan. So if you have food needs, go there. Call them, 331-5115. But this is an extra package that they have available that they're rolling out. It's an extension of the commodities program that I mentioned is income qualified, but this program is not. These are emergency food boxes that they are receiving all this week, and they're going to be distributing them. About one box is full of 1 week's worth of meals per person. So if you have a family of three, you know, you call in and you say, I have a family of three, they're going to collect some information just because they do that for their reporting purposes.
Right.
But it's not used to determine whether or not you qualify or not. And then you're going to pull up, you're going to call them again at 331-5115, tell them that you're there. They're going to bring out a box of food that will feed your family of three, so you'll be getting boxes to support all three individuals with about 1 week's worth of meals. So again, if you are an employer listening to this and you have laid off your employees, make them aware that this is an opportunity for them to, you know, get some extra groceries in their cabinets while, you know, money is tight. So be sure and spread the word. If this doesn't apply to you, but you know somebody who could benefit from them, please, please share this information.
Absolutely. So a great thing going on there at the Access Center. So be sure to call them up, or if you need to, again, 620-331-5115. Also, the Community Meals to Go is still going on at the FUMC Wesley Center.
And this is important to let everyone know, because our community is so blessed to, before COVID-19, to have had three meals provided every week to families in need. So there was the Open Arms Diner on Tuesday. The Baptist Church had a meal that they provided for free on Wednesday. And the Cuff Meals at the Episcopal Church, supported by all of our local churches, happened on Thursday. 5 days or 7 days out of the week, there were three meals provided to families free of charge. And those have been put on hold because of COVID. Many of the volunteers that worked those meals were in that protected age, that age group where health concerns were there. So those things have stopped. And so a lot of people depended on that. And this is important to make sure that everyone knows that on Saturday mornings from 12 to 1, so the next one will be Saturday, May the 2nd, at the Wesley Center at the First United Methodist Church. It's a first come, first serve meal. And so the line begins outside of Wesley Center. You want to make sure you keep your distance. We're still trying to do that. And they will serve as long as the food lasts. So make sure, again, if you know somebody who participated in those meals but would benefit from this meal, to please encourage them to go.
And again, that's Saturday, May 2nd. Starts at noon, first come, first serve. Also, the other thing still going on, and I think this is still a great thing that is going on, is the grocery shopping assistance is still available.
That's right. So the Methodist Church has organized, as you said, the grocery shopping assistance program. And it's basically for senior individuals, those that are unable to get out and get their groceries, whether it be, you know, a transportation problem or health concerns. And you can call the church at a hotline number 331-0719. They've shortened their hours now from 9 to 5. So you call in, you let them know what your grocery list is, and then they will tell you the process to take care of payment. It is not a free grocery service. It's, you have to pay for the groceries. It's a volunteer. It's a free service for delivery, but you do have to pay for the groceries. So again, if you're somebody, you know, that is trying to stay home and stay safe right now, and even though we see that our country and our state and our county and cities are going to be opening up gradually, there's still people that don't have transportation and still have this need. So I wanted to report, though, that over $1,500 has been purchased in groceries through this program for people. So a much needed service. We're very appreciative of the Methodist Church, and the program continues. Again, call 331-0719 if you would benefit from having somebody go purchase your groceries for you.
And it sounds like you said $1,500 worth of groceries. It sounds like that is going very, very well. And also we talked about this last week, but we'll still talk about this week, about lots of different ways to pay your water bill.
The city wanted me to share this with you, and I think it's important that right now, because of the COVID restrictions, and again, we don't know what's going to be happening in the upcoming weeks, but you have five options to pay utility bills, your water bill in particular. So you can mail it in. You know, you get your bill in the mail, and it has a little envelope in there, so you can mail it back in. Basically, you got to put a stamp on it, or you can drop it off in the receptacles that are located at the original City Hall at 120 North 6th Street, and Temporary City Hall, which is on 811 West Laurel Street. They have little drop boxes. You can drop them in there. You can pay online on the city's website. It's easy to find, independenceks.gov. And they've waived the transaction fees. So if you're somebody who likes to pay online, feel free to go do that and do not expect to have any extra charges. You can set up an automatic monthly draft out of your bank account, and the forms are available on the website to take care of that. And finally, you can pay your bill on the by phone, 332-2500, and again, there's no transaction fee at this time. So the city's trying to work with people, make it easy and safe to be able to take care of those bill payments.
So, yeah, that's a great way. Lots of great ways to do it. And waiving the transaction fee, that's a huge thing as well. So lots of different ways to pay your water bill. It's still going on, even though Love Independence technically was this past Saturday. The food drive is still going on, though.
That's right. So we're going to continue this food drive throughout our economic and health crisis because, you can listen to the news this morning and you know there's potentially going to be a meat shortage, coming up. So we do need the community's help to keep the shelves stocked at the Community Access Center. That's the location for the food pantry that I talked about. So we've made it really easy. You can stop by the chamber from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday and drop off those items, and then we get them over to the food pantry. And as I mentioned last week, canned vegetables, fruit, soup, and then canned chicken and tuna is always helpful. Pasta's great. Breakfast foods, as I mentioned before, those hungry kids are home from school and, well, they're homeschooling, but they're hungry because they haven't got all their food from their, you're not feeding them as you would when they're going to school, is right. What I'm trying to say. So breakfast cereal is always appreciated during this time when not only this time, but also it's in high demand during the summer months. So just remember that when summer hits and the kids are out, be sure and remember cereal is always needed and peanut butter. And then just drop them off and we can, like I said, get it down to the food pantry and then they'll make it available in all of these boxes that they're passing out to everybody.
So that will continue for a little bit until basically, like you said, the health crisis has subsided somewhat. Coming up now also, it's about that time. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's about that time to start enrolling your kids for the 2020-21 school year. Man, that's hard to say. 2020-2021 school year.
It is. It is so hard to believe that we're talking about that right now. It feels like we haven't even had school's not out. We haven't even had summer.
Right.
But USD 446 wanted me to share this with everyone, and it's important information. So they're wanting me to say, if you haven't registered your kids for the 2021 school year, now is the time. So if you do so, here's a little extra bonus. If you register your kids by May the 15th, you'll be eligible for a drawing that will include several $20 Main Street gift certificates. So what a great way. Get it marked off your list of things to do. Number one, get the kids enrolled by May 15th. Number two, get yourself in for a drawing for several Main Street, gift certificates. And number three, what a great way to help our local businesses that the school has partnered in offering up this little, challenge and keeping our money local and, pushing some traffic downtown. So support USD 446 by getting a jump on the 2021 school year. Like I said, get those kids enrolled by May 15th and then get your name in for a drawing because that's going to help, boost our local economy. So it's a win-win.
So, and May 15th, that's going to be on a Friday. So a couple of weeks from now. So you got plenty of time to do it, but go ahead and get your kid enrolled for next year. So a kind of a three-pronged thing going on there. Also, the recycle days are still appear to be going on pretty much, I think, every Tuesday.
That's right. So every Tuesday, as we always mention, is recycling day from 11 to 1. And I do want to mention that we will not have our Saturday recycling that we typically have on the first Saturday of the month, which would be May 2nd. So as I think I mentioned that last month, we're stopping that temporarily until we get, through COVID a little bit, farther. But never fear, we have lots of opportunities to be able to get rid of your junk. So every Tuesday's recycling from 11 to 1, get rid of all those recyclables. Household waste products can be dropped off at the Montgomery County Household Waste Department. You can give them a call at 331-4139 to make arrangements for that. And that would be like your pesticides, insecticides, your paint, your aerosols. All those kinds of things need to go to the county County, and recycling can go to the sanitation yard. And on top of that, as I mentioned before, but I'm going to keep mentioning it because it's a wonderful opportunity. Right now, through May 22nd, 7 days a week from 8 to 2 every single day, the sanitation yard is open, and you can bring your large junk items, your debris, everything. Get rid of it all. Really clean up. They'll even, you know, they're going to take your automotive tires. Now, they're not going to take your tractor tires or your implement tires, so don't bring those big ones down there. They'll just, you know, you won't be able to do that. But if you have automotive tires, you see one in a ditch somewhere, you know, toss it in the trunk or the back of the car or back of the truck and bring it down to the sanitation yard, 21st and Maple, and get rid of all of those things. Again, no household hazardous waste will be accepted. And you'll pull in, you'll drive around, there'll be someone there to be able to take all this stuff out of your trunk, your car, your truck. There's city staff there. It is camera monitored for security, so just be aware of that. And again, it's just a great way to clean up. You know, I said this before, but we had those dumpsters out, which was a great, you know, offering to the community. But good grief, you know, we were filling them up right and left, right. And then a gust of wind would come in, and then somebody would think there was a treasure in there and start digging in it. And just for health and safety reasons, they said, you know, we got to make a change. But instead of putting the kibosh to it, which, you know, could have happened, they were like, no, we're going to make it even better. And that's exactly what the city did by expanding it from 8 to 2, as I mentioned, 7 days a week, now through May 22nd.
And I would assume that the response by the community has been pretty much overwhelming, because now with it being open 7 days a week, it's not just one day. You'll have plenty of time to get out there and to the sanitation yard.
That's right.
So I assume that the response has been overwhelmingly positive on that. Also wanted to talk about, the sales tax report has come in, and it sounds like it's been pretty good news so far.
That's right. So I haven't looked at the entire report. It was put out on the city's website last night. And, you know, there's just a huge push, and there has been, to shop local. And now more than ever, it's important that we shop local. We must focus on keeping our small businesses in our town. You know, please do not shop online unless it's absolutely necessary. You can't, whatever it is you're buying that you cannot get it locally, or if you're shopping online, buy it from a local store. Mm-hmm. I hope you're shopping from a local store that has an online presence. So just be mindful. Money is tight across the board, but be mindful about where you're spending your dollars. You know, you have to really look too. I've seen some things on Facebook, and it's so true. You know, we go to all of our small businesses and we ask for donations for everything, you know, and they're so generous and they're so gracious and they're so giving. But now's the time that we give back, you know, and it's time for all of us to step up to the plate and remember they were here to help us with all of our community involvement and the donations and everything. And now it's time for us to make sure that when we're shopping with whatever money we may have, that we're spending it local. And I'm excited to report, because, and again, I haven't read the whole thing, but when you look at April receipts and you compare those April receipts from April of 2019 to April of 2020, they're up 23.6%.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is humongous.
Now you have to back that up, because those are February dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So to make sure everybody understands, it's not April dollars that we're talking about.
Right.
You know, we don't have that kind of reporting capability, but those are February dollars. And so that's strong, you know, and we know we're going to see a little bit of a dip as we progress through. But that's huge for our city to be able to have those sales tax dollars. And that makes a big difference in what our city can continue to provide for all of us as citizens. So again, I just encourage you to really be extra mindful right now of where you're spending your dollars. Be thinking about that.
Absolutely. Be sure to shop local as much as possible. Coming up, there are a couple of webinars going on, and one of them will be on the 28th, today.
That's right.
Starting at 10 a.m., and it will be for a retail strategies webinar.
That's right. So as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to buzz back to Independence. And I'm going to mention something that at 9 o'clock every morning, we have a conference call, and we have been having these conference calls since, I think, March the 15th. And the people on the call, just so everybody knows, so I think this is important information. The city organized these calls. And so you have the interim city manager, the emergency preparedness director, you have fire and police are on the line. You have the emergency room director at Labette Health is there. You have Rick Whitson sometimes from the county is online. We have our state representative, Jim Kelly. We have our mayor who is on there. We have Tricia Purdon from Montgomery County Action Council. We have the Housing Authority. We have our finance director. We have the chamber. We have Main Street and probably somebody else that I've missed. The water department is always on there. The library is now on there. We have... it's a huge conference call. It's
right.
A big, you know, Zoom meeting. And it takes a little over an hour to go through that call. And we talk about everything. We talk about just exactly that. We talk about everything. And instead of all of this COVID feeling like it's on the shoulders of one person or one entity, we all take a little bite of the elephant. And, you know, we're just taking bites and bites as we, you know, work our way through this. And our community has really come together and we're working, you know, it's hard. These are uncharted waters. This is unprecedented times. And we're doing the best we can. And we're all working together, not to overuse that phrase,
right,
that we're in it together, but we are really working together to make our way through this. So I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go be on the call from 9 to 10, and then I'm going to jump on this webinar, and it's put on by Retail Strategies. So it's at 10 o'clock today, and I believe it's on our Facebook page, so you can scroll through the feed and you can still register. But this one is focused on positioning your business to sell online or to sell more online. So I think that's great. We have a lot of small businesses that already do sell out the front door and the back door, and potentially some other businesses that are really contemplating that right now. So this Retail Strategies webinar is for you. So all small business owners that are interested, like I said, you can still jump on and click on the link and get registered, and we'll listen and see what they have to say at 10 o'clock. That's today, Tuesday. And then Thursday, Kansas Manufacturing Solutions will be having a webinar, and this is focused on Kansas manufacturers. So this one, the Retail Strategies, was kind of small businesses downtown area. And this one is all about managing risk with employees that are coming back to work. You know, so there's current stay-at-home restrictions that are in place, and now they're going to be, you know, lifted. And what is that going to look like? Do you have a strategic plan? Is your manufacturing organization prepared to safely bring these employees back to work? You know, those are some of the things that you need to think about. What should you do to reduce, you know, the risk to your employees and to your business? And they're going to be covering all of these things on the free webinar. They've got some bulleted items, which would be putting a strategic plan in place, which I mentioned, a manufacturer's legal responsibilities and potential liabilities with employees, and OSHA and CDC best practices to mitigate employee and business risk. So again, that is this Thursday, April 30th from 11 to 12. And you can go on our Facebook page as well, and you'll check out there'll be a link and you can get registered for that.
So a couple of informative webinars there to check out. And, of course, First Friday coming up, and a few things that will be talked about, though. First, you want to talk about, you know, there's possibly restaurants could be opening pretty soon, because the 3rd is the last day of Governor Kelly's stay-at-home order, that some restrictions could be removed, and one of those could be actually going inside physical restaurants.
That's right. So I told you about the conference call that we're having, you know, every Tuesday now. And during this conference call yesterday, we were talking about what, you know, we don't have any idea what, you know, what's going to happen in the upcoming days. You know, we have some well, we do have some idea, and we anticipate some action being taken and how that will affect our restaurants, what that's going to look like. And so we quickly went to work yesterday and said, you know what, let's call all of our restaurants first, and then we're going to call all of our small business retailers. But we're going to get the restaurants around the table in groups of 10, and we're going to talk to them about what this is going to look like. We're going to talk to them about some of their best practices that they've already put into place, what they're thinking about doing in anticipation of the new requirements and regulations around, you know, the opening up. What kind of health strategies have they taken, safety strategies with sanitation stations and cleanliness, and, you know, what are we doing to build confidence and trust in our consumers? You know, it's really important. And so we're going to just get them together and so that they can talk amongst themselves and really share information. We're expecting a lot of great information to come from that. And so our first meeting, we have 8 business owners and that are, I mean, 8 restaurants that are going to be coming in, and the Chamber and Main Street are going to be, or, you know, facilitating dialogue among the restaurant owners. And then that's at 2:00. And then we have another group coming in at 3:30, and we will be doing the same. And then once we get past all of our restaurants, because we've got more than that, that's just our first go at it. And then once we get our restaurants done, probably by Wednesday, then we're going to roll out the same thing for our retailers and really bring them in and talk about how we can all work together and do some, for retailers in particular, do some business to business, you know, specials and promotions and really work to be creative on our shop local ideas. So I wanted to throw that out there because I think it's important that our community members know that we're all, like I said, working together to we wish we had a magic wand and we wish we had a manual and we wish we had all the answers, but we don't. But we have each other and we can sit down and we're, you know, we're all, you know, creative thinkers and we can brainstorm and really hopefully come up with some great ideas. So that meeting is this afternoon. And then, as you mentioned, we have First Friday on Friday. And once again, we're going to be doing this live on Facebook. And we've got 4 speakers that are going to be speaking. And Kelly Passuer, who is our interim city manager, she's going to be talking about the 2020 census and just really instilling in all of us continuously how important that is that we fill it out now, actually more than ever. So she'll be giving us some information on even where we are right now, you know, how many have filled it out and how many do we really need to get to encourage them to fill it out. And then our mayor, Leonard Kuflisch, is going to be giving us a COVID-19 city update. And, you know, he surely is not planning for it right now because it changes every day. Right. You know, Leonard will probably put his presentation together Thursday night because that's how we roll right now, every 24 hours or less.
The numbers change all the time.
Yes, they do.
So you almost got to wait till the last second before you put together a report because that could change.
That's right. And then Tabitha Snodgrass, who is with Main Street, she's going to be talking about the shop local program that she had that she rolled out. It was, you got Main Street gift certificates for every $50 that you spent in receipts. So you take in a $50 receipt from shopping at one of our downtown stores and you got a $10 Main Street buck, and it went over very, very well. And so she's going to kind of be reporting about that, talking about some other opportunities to just encourage shopping local in our downtown. And then we're going to wrap up the morning with our state representative from District 11, Jim Kelly, who will be giving us a COVID-19 state report. So lots of really good information. If you've never attended or you've never watched First Friday, I encourage you to jump on Facebook Live or watch it later on. It'll be on the city's Facebook page. They're going to do the Facebook Live, and then you can see it later on as well. So stay well informed by joining us at First Friday, and it will be at 8:00 It'll be live on Facebook at 8 o'clock this Friday.
And you also just kind of gave me a copy here of the City Hall News, the special edition of it. Lots of great information in this City Hall News letter.
That's right. So Joanne Smith from Fab Creative Services puts together the city newsletter, and it is nothing short of amazing. It is it's just full of very, very valuable information, especially right now. So it's a special edition regarding a lot of COVID-19 information and city information, and it comes free to everyone in your utility bill. So be watching for that as you open your mail. When you get that newsletter, sit down and really just take a little break and read the newsletter. There's lots of really good information in there. Like I said, as far as COVID, there's information about health and safety and the cleanup program that the city's providing, coping tips from Four County Mental Health during this, trying time. It's mentally, exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of resources that they've mentioned in here regarding healthcare resources, business resources, food resources, and information updates, places where you can, get good, accurate information. And there's how to file for unemployment. There's a little, a chart for that. Really good resource information. Again, they talk about the census and the importance of that. They talk about the breakfast and lunch program that the school is providing, and that will continue through July. And then they also included the Chamber's shopping and dining guide. And so we put that together so that, when people come into town and they're new or they're moving to town or visiting the community, they know all the places that there are where you can shop and eat. And so that she included that in there. And then lastly, she included all the beautiful pictures of our high school seniors, and to give them a little extra love during this time. So many of their final experiences have been put on hold, and we don't know what that's going to look like. But right now we're just hanging tight, and we'll see what happens. But for now, she wanted to publish their pictures in the city newsletter so that we can see all their nice smiling faces.
Absolutely.
as they graduate. And then lastly, I just want to say I have a conference call tomorrow at, I think, 11 with the team from Kansas Airstrip Attack. And they're planning to come July 18th through the 19th out to our airport. They're planning that half mile side by side drag race with all those exotic high performance cars. So it'll be in an open air environment. I'm praying for good weather. We can all spread out and enjoy, an activity.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Absolutely. I mean, when I heard it got canceled, I obviously was a little bummed about that, but obviously there's good reason for it, but got it rescheduled. That's the best part about it. I was able to reschedule it, and it's easy to remember because though it's in July, it's still the 18th and the 19th. So it's still easy to remember those dates.
That's right.
As they were the same dates before. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. Lots of great things and community of, helping each other over in Independence. I appreciate you coming in and sharing all this stuff with us.
Well, I appreciate you allowing us to come every week and share this information. So,
absolutely.
Thank you.
I think it's important information, in my opinion, to get this all out there. And of course, we'll have the interview up on our website here in just a little bit as well. So again, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.